Forget European honeybees. Oregon is home to a dazzling array of native bees. But no one knows just how many species live here or if they're declining. Oregon Field Guide's Aaron Scott reports on a project that's changing that.
On a cool summer morning, a dozen volunteers circle up in the garden of the Winters Hill Estate Winery near Dundee.
Let's get out there and collect as many bees as possible. Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
All right, have fun.
These aren't just any biophytes. Led by master gardener Michael O'Loughlin, they're on a statewide mission.
Our effort is to go around and to sample all the bees we can and figure out what species are in Yamhill County, and there are other groups throughout the state that are doing the other counties.
You heard that right. They're trying to survey every bee species in Oregon for the very first time. Experts believe around 500 species might live in the state, but no one knows for sure, which is a problem because we could be losing them at an alarming rate.
Over the weekend, dead bumblebees started falling from these trees.
In 2013, a massive bee kill in Wilsonville made national news. Upwards of 50,000 bumblebees died from exposure to an over-the-counter insecticide called Safari. As one bee expert told KGW,
I've never seen any sort of a die-off of bumblebees on this scale.
But why was the die-off such a big deal? Well, alongside honeybees, bumblebee species and other native bees are essential to the pollination of many of the crops that make up Oregon's $6 billion agricultural industry. So in 2014, the state legislature passed a bill that declared a pollinator emergency. Sarah Kincaid is an entomologist with the Oregon Department of Agriculture.
We became the only state in the whole country that has a funded mandate to put together a strategic health plan for pollinators.
To fulfill that mandate, Kincaid's department teamed up with other state agencies in 2017 to create the Oregon Bee Project. Their mission is to expand our understanding of local bees, to increase their habitat, and to protect them from pesticide exposure and disease.
Our long-term goal is really to assess whether or not bee species here in Oregon are declining or whether or not they're stable.
To do that, first we need to figure out exactly what species call Oregon home, something the state has never had the resources to do. So the Bee Project turned to volunteers as part of what organizers are calling the Oregon Bee Atlas, which brings us back to Michael O'Loughlin and his team in Yamhill County.
Here comes a longhorn bee right there.
Collecting the bees is only the first step. Next, they have to figure out what species they've found. That might seem easy when you're trying to tell a honeybee from a bumblebee, but try telling one species of bumblebee from another, to say nothing of all the other hundreds of species, and chances are you need an expert. And bee experts are something of an endangered species. So in July, O'Loughlin and other budding bee lovers gather at Oregon State University for the very first Oregon Bee School. It involves looking at specimens under microscopes and then working their way through a giant binder that reads like a choose-your-own bee adventure book.
5, 8, go to 4.
4, and then 4 is the mandible is distinctly broader with 2 anterior teeth.
The diversity is mind-boggling. There's glistening green metallic sweat bees, bright red nomad bees, small black lazio glossums that look like flying ants, and of course, a spectrum of fuzzy, charismatic bumblebees. Even though it's painstaking work to tell them apart, O'Loughlin says the constant discovery is a reward in itself.
You start to realize that, wow, all these years that I've been seeing bees, I didn't know there were bees. I thought they would be flies and they were ants, which just makes you wonder, what have I been missing?
So the next time you stop to smell the flowers, pause to see what else is there smelling them with you. It might just move the needle of science one bee further. Aaron Scott, OPB.